Jesus was not, I don't think, anti-religion. But he did seem to think that religion's main purpose was to care for those who needed it most, not to support lucrative business options for the 10%. And Jesus had no trouble loving, however, the 10% who lived well. Jesus loved them. He loved them toward having ultimate concern, really ultimate concern, not for themselves, not for passing on their wealth to their families and to political favoritism and control, but he loved the 10%. He loved them to giving it away so that those who had little had at least some. Let we who can hear the word of God. In the scripture reading this morning about the call of God to Samuel has to do with the same theme, really. Eli was the high priest in Jerusalem, and he and his sons were not being good servants of the love of God for the people, if you will. Eli had lost control over his now adult sons, now young men, and they were egregiously using the religious system for themselves. The call of God for a new type of servant leadership came to Samuel, who was Eli's caretaker, his servant boy. Please notice that this is a complete reversal of order. Samuel was a servant being elevated in the face of the high priest, in the face of the power that was, that previously thought they had the privilege. God moves to bring justice and love always to the systems that forget what they're supposed to be doing. In Jesus' day, Jesus was called many things by those who had the power and the privilege in that society. Jesus in the beginning was most likely understood, I think, as a young reformer of religious thought. He would have been thought of in his own circles, really, as a progressive man, someone who wanted to progress beyond the established religious thinking and practices of his day. I think that travel by jet is a progression, to be sure, beyond riding in a donkey cart. But not wanting to have to mingle with the masses you claim to want to save is not good religion. It is power-mongering privilege that surely would make Jesus sick to his stomach to have his name attached to that movement. I get asked quite often, very specifically, Jack, what do you believe? It's interesting for me to ponder, incidentally, that I do not believe much that I was not first exposed to in my seminary education in a conservative Baptist school in Kansas City, Kansas. I was exposed to a lot of stuff, and some of it caught and a lot of it didn't. We believe more than anything else in churches like ours, where we do not have creeds that tell you what to believe, that you are responsible, that I am responsible for listening, like Samuel, to the reality of God that is calling for you, for me, to respond to what God is luring us to be and do. Jesus didn't want people, I don't think, to worship him when he was alive, and nor does he today. God, I don't think, desires worship in the sense of needing to do this stuff. Because God wants people to be living sincere, honest, challenging lives of service to the greatest principles of love. It's not a good sermon, is it? Jesus wanted then and now for people to realize how very much God loves us and wants us to love each other with the same passion and zeal that God loves us with. That's it. That's all. I'm skipping. I'm editing. Jesus and his message, I think, are about living in love, about loving kindness, compassion, grace, Jesus and his message are countercultural, subversive to all the worldly powers that be. Following Jesus is about nonviolently resisting imperialism. Following Jesus is about pursuing God's vision for restorative and distributive justice instead of the human tendencies for revenge, getting even. Following Jesus is about trusting in the wisdom and the blessedness of the ways that he taught that seem counterintuitive according to the ways of the world. Following Jesus is about liberating humanity from the myth, the absolute myth of redemptive violence, and bringing us toward the reality of redemptive nonviolence. Following Jesus is about seeking to manifest the beloved community, the empire, the kingdom of God, if you will, on earth as it is in heaven. Following Jesus is to be familiar with the scriptures that informed and inspired Jesus to help inspire, to help embolden and empower us as we follow this radical and challenging way of living together in community. I think progressive Christianity rightly honors and celebrates Jesus as a unique and a fully incarnate manifestation of God. We're devoted to him. I think we cherish him. We revere him. We are endeared to him. And we pray to the God that Jesus prayed to. I think being a Christian is putting our trust and reliance, having faith, in the way, in the teachings, in the examples of Jesus. That's what I believe. What do you believe? You're responsible for what you believe, not only for knowing it, but for acting it out. So I kind of come back to that question from the beginning. How would Jesus get around? By foot, by donkey, by car, by skateboard, jet. It is your responsibility to let the world know you by what you believe.